Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Is being a workaholic bad for your health? A Kansas State University study says maybe. Researchers found a link between workaholics and reduced physical and mental well-being. And they found workaholics, people who work more than 50 hours per week, were at risk. This link has been assumed for years, but there was little research to prove it. The researchers suggest as income increases, a person may be more likely to work more and create an unhealthy habit. Researchers advise workaholics to be aware of the effect their lifestyle can have on their physical and mental well-being and to be prepared for what they can do to counteract the effects during busy work periods. The study is in the journal Financial Services Review. And now let's talk about stress and cancer. Researchers have long known there's an association between the two. Now, in an unexpected finding, scientists have linked a stress gene in immune system cells to the spread of breast cancer. Researchers say the study suggests this gene, called ATF3, may be the crucial link between stress and cancer and its spread. The research suggests cancer cells coax cells to release this ATF3, which causes cells to act erratically, and this gives cancer an escape route from a tumor to the other areas of the body. They say a drug to stop this effect may help stop the spread of cancer, but they need more research to figure it all out. They also want to look at how they can change ATF3 from attacking cells to helping them. This research is from The Ohio State University and is published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. And in other news, chronic dry eye is no fun for the millions who have it. The standard treatment includes medications, daily eye drops, and ointments to nourish the surface of the eye. Left untreated, chronic dry eye can lead to impaired vision or scarring of the eye. But intense pulsed light therapy, or IPL, gives some patients relief. IPL targets patients who have evaporative dry eye, a subset of chronic dry eye. They experience a burning or gritty sensation, blurry vision, and redness of the eyes. Here's Dr. Dharmendra Patel from Mayo Clinic in Arizona, where the condition may worsen because of the desert environment.
IPL is found to have some effect on minimizing inflammation within the skin and the lid margin. And as we improve or resolve inflammation, it improves the function of the glands that have the oily secretions. And secondarily, these oils are necessary to lubricate the surface of the eye and improve the symptoms of dry eye syndrome.
And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.